This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and I am surrounded by the cast of Nashville Opera's Tales of Hoffman. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Studio C.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Nashville Opera Artistic Director John Humes, tell us about this grand opera.
It is definitely a grand opera. This is a French grand opera written by Offenbach, who was known mostly for operettas. He wrote the Can-Can, bum, 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 that thing everybody knows. And this was his attempt to write a serious grand opera. It was written about the same time as Carmen. Some of the same people were involved in trying to create it. And it's his legacy to us. It's the final piece he wrote, and he put everything, including the kitchen sink, into it. And it's fantastic.
And really four operas in one, kind of.
It really is four operas in one. It's three operas with a framing device at the beginning and end. And the middle, the three operas in the middle, short, are all like Twilight Zone episodes that he wrote.
Yeah, like the three actual tales of this guy Hoffman.
Hoffman, right.
The many loves of Hoffman. Okay, and we're starting with the barcarolle?
Yes, we are starting with probably the big tune of the piece, the barcarolle.
Ina, can you tell us about what's happening in this scene?
Lovely night. Oh, night of love. Smile on our pleasures. I think that really summarizes it all. We arrive on the scene in a big gondola. We're wearing masks and we're ready for a party.
Here is Ina Dukash and Sarah Krieger from Nashville Opera singing the barcarolle from Act 3 of The Tales of Hoffman. From Act 3 of The Tales of Hoffman, performed by Ina Dukash, and Sarah Krieger, here live in Studio C, Amy Tate-Williams is at the piano. The Kleinzach. Who can set the scene?
Sure, hi. It's great to be here, back here in Nashville. This is Hoffman's first entrance aria, and he has just entered the tavern. It's about 10 p.m., and everyone's drinking and have a good time, and they say, Hoffman, can you tell us a story? And every night, Hoffman comes by, and he tells the crowd a story. And tonight, it's about a small little dwarf named Kleinzach.
Kleinzach from the prologue to Tales of Hoffmann.
Foi la cour d'Eisenach,
à la cour d'Eisenach.
Un petit avorto qui se nommait Kleinzach,
qui se nommait Kleinzach.
Il était coiffé d'un colbac et ses jambes faisaient clic-clac, clic-clac, clic-clac. Voilà, voilà Kleinzach.
Clic-clac,
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 clic-clac. Voilà.
Kleinzach, performed by Noah Stewart here live in Studio C. And the doll is one of the many loves of Hoffmann. Chelsea Friedlander, tell us about the doll.
She's a living doll, and you will see all of her fun antics on stage at the TPAC.
All right. This is the doll aria from Act One of Tales of Hoffmann. Was Chelsea Friedlander rewound as the doll from Act One of Tales of Hoffmann. Amy Tate Williams is at the piano as Nashville Opera is giving a preview of this upcoming production. John Easterlin, tell us about Franz.
Well, good afternoon, Colleen.
Hi there.
Nice to be here. Franz is a butler in this story. This act is a rather tragic act, but Franz is the one light comic moment that he has with this aria, Jour et Nuit, where he talks about when left alone, how in better times, because he's quite elderly, he could sing well, or at least he thinks he could, and that he could dance well. And as the audience will see, he makes attempts at both.
A little comic relief from Franz here live in Studio C.
Jour et Nuit. je m'en mets en quatre, au moindre, sinon je me tais. Si tout comme si je chantais, encore non, si je chantais. De ses mépris, il lui faudrait rebattre. Je chante seul, quelquefois, mais chanter n'est pas commode. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, c'est des poutons panevois. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, qui ne fait défaut, je crois. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, la 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 la. Oh, mon Dieu! La 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 la. Non, c'est la méthode. C'est la méthode. C'est la méthode. La Dame, on n'a pas tout en patate. Je chante à pitoy à le mot. Je danse à clé à les mots. Mais je le dis sans complément. Coble les danses et à mon avantage. C'est là, mon plus grand trait. Et danser n'est pas comme moi. La 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 la, près des femmes la jarrée. La 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 la, n'est pas ça qui m'ennuierait. La 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 la. Non, la 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 la. Non, c'est la méthode. C'est la méthode. C'est la méthode. La méthode. Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la. Tra la la la.
Franz, showing us what he's capable of in Franz's aria from Act Two of Tales of Hoffmann, performed by John Easterlin with Amy Tate Williams at the piano here live in Studio C. John, as we get ready for the big group number, can you tell us about your take on Tales of Hoffmann and how it's staged?
Sure. Tales of Hoffmann is an interesting piece because Offenbach passed away before he made a final version. It still premiered and was successful, but since then a lot of other people have had hands in putting new things in or taking things out or changing the order. A decade ago, a new scene was found in a trunk in Paris, and so it's largely an unfinished piece. And so what I've done with it, Bill Boggs and I, is we've put together kind of a Nashville version. And so we put I've kept the scenes I think that really worked well, and we've kind of adjusted this piece. The challenge I see in the piece is it's very disjunct sometimes, and so we've really worked to give it a dramatic through line, especially with the character of Hoffmann. So you really have a hero that you follow throughout the show in a very linear way with his ups and downs with love, and it walks the line between comedy and tragedy. There's nothing quite like it. It's a very brilliant piece.
And tell us where you've set it.
Well, normally the setting would be in a beer hall in Germany, maybe in the 1850s. I've set it more in the 1920s and 30s in a Great Gatsby period. And so the chorus men are all in white tie and tails, very elegant, and the women are all in these really beautiful 1920s costumes. As the show begins, we're in a bar and the crowd comes in to celebrate. It's the intermission of Don Giovanni upstairs. And Hoffman comes in because he's dating the star, but she has betrayed him. And so he's upset about that. And so as the story starts, everyone says, well, tell us about who you love. And he tells three different stories of three women. And that's that kind of is what drives the plot.
And set the scene for this septet for six voices.
Well, this septet takes place during the Giulietta act, which is act three. And Hoffman has come to this decadent party. He has fallen in love with Giulietta. Not a spoiler alert, but as a part of this, she steals his reflection from a mirror. These are very fantasy stories. And he feels totally betrayed by her. And so he begins the ensemble singing about, once again, I trusted and loved someone who betrayed me. And then little by little, six characters come forward and they all sing their point of view. In fact, Dapertutto, who is the bad guy, comes out and says, yep, you're betrayed again, aren't you? That's your life. And the Giulietta comes down and goes, I can't help it. I love diamonds more than men. What can I do? And that's the plot. But it's one of those opera moments where it turns into a full-blown septet where everybody's singing a different idea, but it turns into this huge, wonderful ensemble where that all blends into this wonderful wall of sound.
Okay, this is the septet for six voices and chorus from Act 3 of Tales of Hoffman.
Oh,
Noah Stewart is Hoffman, Sarah Krieger, Zachary James, Chelsea Freelander, Ina Dukash, John Easterlin, Brent Hetherington are all in the cast of Tales of Hoffman with Nashville Opera. Amy Tate Williams is at the piano and William Boggs is conducting the group today here in Studio C. Nashville Opera presents the Tales of Hoffman April 4th and 6th at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center. Next week on the show, we'll return to instrumental music, welcoming back Chatterbird Ensemble with some student composers from the Blair School of Music. In the meantime, for another look at Nashville's classical music, check out our podcast Keeping Score. The latest episode features the multi-talented Rhiannon Giddens. Listen for free anytime at 91classical.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, check out the final matchup of our March Music Madness tournament and let us know your thoughts on who made that last round on the 91 Classical Facebook page. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program today was Cameron Adkins. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.